this is a platform for me, and very appreciative of it, and don't take that lightly. And, you know, we talked about last year about being, you know, when, what's important now, and we're trying to figure out how to go from a good season to a great season. And, you know, 2017, we went from 2-10, went to 10-3, and that was a huge improvement. And now to go from 10-3 to whatever this year is going to look like, it's going to be about the little things. And we understand that going from good to great has a lot to do with making sure we pay attention to detail and taking care of those little things. Last year, we ended up third in the Sun Belt on the east side, and we've been voted that way this year. And obviously, that's something that our guys will use as motivation to try to go through and see if we can get better in that area. And I think it's important at Georgia Southern that we learn to play with a, you know, a bullseye on our back. Last year, probably not a lot of expectations for us. And, you know, we got in a position where there were some, and we didn't handle that very well. And so looking forward to going into this year and seeing if we can handle that, not sneaking up on anybody, and see if we can handle that those pressure and that expectations. Our identity at Georgia Southern is being blue-collar, disciplined, and tough. And we're not going to shy away from that. To do that type of thing, it doesn't take talent. We got all different levels of talent on our football team, but being able to be blue-collar, disciplined, and tough is how we'll go from good to great. So very excited about that. Looking forward to seeing what our 2019 team can do and see what they can do to add to the legacy of Georgia Southern football.
Coach, you guys being one of the only teams to have an established system in place on the East, is that putting you guys at an advantage?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, when you start talking about the Sun Belt, I mean, there's a lot of good football teams. There's a lot of good players. When you start seeing all these guys that are on watch list and preseason awards and accolades and a lot of great coaching, quality coaching, and you got to bring your A game every week. And so, you know, again, I think it is important that our coaches' continuity is there. I think having the same offensive coordinator, same defensive coordinator, I think that's big for Georgia Southern football. And our guys will be a lot more comfortable this year, but we got to obviously not be complacent either, and we got to understand that we got to continue to get better.
Sometimes when you're playing out of conference pro in the season, you shy off and sneak up on people. You start off with LSU, first game of the year, tough to sneak up on people. Is that what you're talking about when maybe you can set the standard against Power 5 teams?
Well, I think it's important for our guys to understand that we're not going to sneak up on anybody, and they got to understand that each and every game is important. And so when we talk about what's important now, we're not looking so far in the future that we can't get ourselves in position to perform that week. And so we're not going to go into any game thinking we're sneaking up on anybody. We're going to assume that they're bringing their A game, and we got to bring our best game. Well, it is different. You know, there was a lot of unknowns coming off that 2017 season. We had some momentum. We didn't end 2017 very well. We went 2 of the last 3, but, you know, but there was some optimism. But the guys needed proof, and they did a tremendous job. Our staff, our players, they did a tremendous job of buying into what we were preaching and selling. And, you know, and then to have the results that we did from that, you know, that continued buy-in is still there. There's a positive vibe in our building. You know, our guys love to come over to the building, and they love to hang out and not just work. And we've created a culture, a family environment at Georgia Southern that I think has lent to us being a better football team.
Coach, I know you mentioned it before, but can you just speak on you guys are scheduled to play an SEC team for the next 2 seasons? I think it's a Big Ten team after that. Can you just speak on quality of competition that those schools provide, especially earlier in the year?
You know, it's definitely a tremendous challenge. It's something that our guys look forward to, though. I mean, they get an opportunity to try to go perform against a Power 5 school. And, you know, they're going to work hard to make sure that they're ready. They're going to work hard to make sure that they put their best product on the field. So I think it's a good thing. And for us to be able to open up with LSU, I mean, that's a lot of excitement for our fan base. That's a lot of excitement for our players. And we're looking forward to it.
How do you think that your offense matches up with that defense for LSU?
Well, you know, they got great players, and you know, it's going to be tough. I mean, it's going to be tough for us to go in there and do the things that we want to be able to do. But again, if we go in there with the mindset of being blue collar, disciplined, and tough, and playing our game, and making sure that we don't, you know, one on offense, make sure that we protect the football, and then on defense, try to take the football away. You know, that'll give us a chance, and that's all we're asking for is just a chance. Can you repeat that first part?
Your defense is running like a 3-4, so playing against someone like Ewell that has the 3-man running, how do you feel about going up against an offense like that?
Well, I think it's important. We do run a 3-4 defense, and but you know, we're built to stop the run. And so we're going to go into football games trying to stop the run and just make sure that we're keeping everything else in front of us when it comes to defending the pass. So I think our guys will be up for the challenge. I think our 3-4 defense fits what we are at Georgia Southern. We're able to recruit to that, and we have players that fit that scheme. So looking forward to see how our guys progress from last year to this year.
Coach, when you go into an environment like LSU's or any really SEC team, is there someone in conference that you can compare it to? Do you do anything that week to really compare to the noise and get you guys prepped for that environment?
Well, I think you got to be smart. I think you do got to understand that it's probably going to be a little bit louder than you're used to. We don't want to get too far away from how we prepare for a football game and make it that much different. If you make it much different, then your guys' thought process, your guys' attention span, they start to go other places. Yes, we'll work on crowd noise. We'll work on the different things that could distract us. But, you know, we talk to our guys all the time about, you know, have a plan, execute, finish. And if we can continue to work with that process of making sure that we have a plan before the ball snap, we execute when we execute, and then we finish the play, you know, good things happen for us. So we'll address those things that may be distractions and understand that we can only control what we can control.
There's been a lot of talk about the NCAA transfer portal over the last season. Can you talk a little bit about how you approach it as you use a tool in the game?
You know, the transfer portal, you know, I'm for student athletes' rights, and if that's an option for them and it's built in, and we're making a way that makes it work for everybody, I'm all for it. You know, I'm all for guys if they're not in a good situation or they're in a situation that they need to change, and it makes sense, I'm all for it. You know, I'd like to see us go away from the you know, maybe guys that sit there and think, you know, well, I'm not getting my playing time here, so I'm going to go here. You know, I still think there's something to earning what you get. But again, it's a part of college football now, and we got to make sure we move with the times. And so us as a staff, we always sit, we talk about it. We talk about, do we want to look at the transfer portal? Do we want to look at bringing guys in that are in the transfer portal? But if you do that, we want to make sure we do our background. We want to make sure we understand why they're transferring. But I'm all for the guys having their rights, and you know, and I think the NCAA is doing a good job as far as trying to put a good plan in place. I know this is a little bit bigger, and you know, we're having to kind of work through some different scenarios and things like that. But again, we're going to try to move with the times and try to make sure we're up to date with it. I don't think a great deal. You know, this year we saw some guys transfer, but it looked kind of like it's always looked. I think now it's become more visible because it is in a portal. There's people that can look at it. There's a lot less backdoor things that happen with that. So, you know, it's a little bit more visible, but it seems to be about the same for us right now.
Coach, can you speak on the evolution of your offense since you've been in Georgia Southern and how big of a spark that's been for you?
Yeah, you know, when I came in 2003, we were under center, triple option, you know, Paul Johnson, and, you know, Coach Seawalt was the head coach there. And then I came back in 2013 with Coach Munkin. And, you know, that's what I'd kind of cut my teeth on. And then Coach Fritz came in 2014, and we went to more of a gun option attack. And it was a lot more double option. It was a lot more inside zone type stuff and then have option off of it. When I became the head football coach, I obviously wanted to return to an option-based offense and was able to hire Coach DeBest from New Mexico. And, you know, he had worked with Coach Fritz previously. And, you know, we're in the pistol option. And A lot similar to what we did with Coach Fritz, but probably more option-based, true triple option-based out of that. And it's something that's really fit Georgia Southern. It's really fit our recruiting area. It's, you know, we've been able to recruit to our offense, and we're continuing to build in that. We may not be exactly where we want to be as far as because, you know, we're second year in the system, but we're continuing to recruit toward that. But we do feel like it gives us an advantage, and it lends to our identity of being blue-collar, disciplined, and tough.
That type of offense, not a lot of teams run that, but it gives so many defenses fits. Why does it work for you, and why don't you see more teams adopting it?
You know, I wouldn't be able to answer why other people don't do it. Again, that's what I cut my teeth on. It's what I believe in, and I know that's what Georgia Southern believes in, and our kids believe in it. And I think that's the battle. Wherever you're at, whatever offense you run, whatever defense you run, as long as your kids believe in your scheme and believe in what you're trying to do, you'll see good results.
What do you think of the early signing period? And it's a really tight schedule with the Sun Belt
Bowl. Well, you know, recruiting has really sped up, and you know, I'm for the early signing period because it's really helped us. But I think now you got to get a lot more stuff done. You got to get it more done in January, spring, and in the summer. And then throughout the season, there's not a whole lot of time. If you start to think, you know, right after a bowl game, you're going to start getting your recruiting done and try to get them signed in December, you're probably in a tough spot. We're all about building relationships and doing our homework a year-round type of deal. So when December comes around, we feel like we've done our homework and we've signed the guys that fit us.
How do you manage concerns of attrition? Because your non-conference play is also really hard. You're going to LSU, you're going to Minnesota, and you have a ranked FCS team coming in. How do you manage your roster for long-term success in terms of winning the conference later on?
Well, I think we gotta have the mentality. You know, people said that maybe our schedule was a little bit easier than going into this year, and that may be the case. And when you look at it, that's fine. But you've got to start building. We've got to start building that mentality at Georgia Southern that we got to be able to play anywhere, anytime, any place. That's what Georgia Southern's always done. And last year we didn't handle the bullseye on our back very well when we got ourselves in position to win the conference. We dropped two games in a row, and that's something that's kind of stuck with our kids through this offseason of, hey, we don't want it easy. We want it the way it is, and we want to go earn it. We don't want anything given to us, and as long as we can build that mentality with our kids, I don't know what's going to happen in 2019, but I know we're going to give us everything we got to try to get it done.
Thank you.